From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
And I'm Tanya Mosley. It's Here and Now. A federal advisory panel is meeting at this hour to decide the fate of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Distribution of the JJ vaccine was paused last week after reports of extremely rare but potentially deadly blood clots. And this all comes as the CDC says the rate of vaccinations in our country is slowing down. Dr. Lena Nguyen joins us now with the latest on Skype. She's an emergency room physician and a professor of public health at George Washington University. Dr. Nguyen, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to join you.
Yes. Yeah, so tell us more about this panel that's meeting today. It's the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Who's on this committee and what's the range of options for what they could decide to do?
Well, currently, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is put on pause. The CDC and the FDA had decided together that they wanted to use an abundance of caution. They wanted to use this time for a pause in order to see if there are more cases of this extremely rare blood clotting disorder that is perhaps associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The CDC Independent Advisory Committee actually met a week ago. They came up with no recommendations at that time. They said they wanted more information, and they are meeting again today. So this is a group of independent experts that advise the CDC. And I really hope that they will come up with some type of recommendation today. The continued pause just would not make sense. The initial pause made sense to find out more information, to look for new cases if there are, and also to examine the existing cases to look for a possible link. But I hope that they come to a recognition today that a pause and indecision is a decision too, and that there is real harm being done.
Well, doctor, let's talk a little bit about the concerns. In Texas, a woman was reportedly hospitalized this week with possible blood clots. She could be the seventh case in the U.S. associated with the J&J vaccine. Then there's Oregon, where authorities are investigating the death of a woman who developed a blood clot 2 weeks after she was immunized. These cases, as you've stated, are rare, but still really serious. What's your expectation of what the panel will do today?
Yeah, at the time of the pause, there were six cases out of about 7 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that had been given in the U.S., so very rare. But I also just want to state that this is not a run-of-the-mill blood clot we're talking about here. People often say, well, what's the big deal of a blood clot? People can get blood clots for a lot of things. This is a blood clot in the brain that's combined with low platelets. Both of these are extremely rare, and you combine them together, and it's really, really rare and very serious. So it is really important that this is very thoroughly investigated, and these two new cases, perhaps in Texas and Oregon, as we're hearing, should also be investigated as well. The European Medicines Agency, which is the regulatory authority in Europe, has decided that they will stop the pause on Johnson & Johnson there with a warning, meaning that the vaccine is going to be able to be given, but there's going to be a warning provided that there is this chance, this extremely rare, one in a million chance of having this very rare clotting disorder, but that it should still be available. And I would expect that this is the recommendation coming from this independent committee of the CDC today as well. They could, in theory, decide to continue the pause, but I don't think they're going to do that. I really hope that they don't.
You know, I have less than a minute with you, but I want to talk about something that you've been arguing, that the longer the pause goes on, the more potential harm it does, because it actually gives fuel to anti-vaxxers and misinformation specifically. Is it actually even possible to say how much damage this pause has done in terms of people going unvaccinated?
That's the concern, that there are people who could have received this vaccine in the time this pause took place who didn't get it and may never get it. Also, this is not just a problem affecting people here in the U.S. It also is a global problem, and we need to consider those implications too.
Dr. Lena Nguyen is a professor of public health at George Washington University. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.